And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A new Family Research Council study reveals that the percentage of regular churchgoers identifying as pro-life has plummeted. Yeah, actually, it has fallen from 63% to 43% in just 2 years. And even more troubling, self-identified evangelicals dropped 33 points, and only half of churchgoers say their pastor addresses abortion issues even once a year. And while American churches struggle for basic biblical clarity, Poland is putting its money where its values are. The president just signed a law eliminating income tax for parents raising two or more children, allowing families earning up to $38,000 a year to keep an extra $274 monthly. Poland's birth rate sits at a dismal 1.1, among the lowest globally, but at least they're trying something. Well, Hamas. They're doing what Hamas does best, violating agreements and executing enemies. Despite an active ceasefire in Gaza, the terror group has failed to return most of the 28 hostage bodies promised last week. They've launched also an anti-tank missile at Israeli soldiers and continue executing publicly alleged collaborators. President Trump just saved Americans from the UN's latest power grab, a global carbon tax on shipping that would have raised prices 10% while funding the UN's expanding empire. Within 2 days of Trump's threatening visa restrictions, port fees, and sanctions on supporting nations, the sure yes vote became a sure no vote. The proposal got kicked to next year because global bureaucrats never give up on new ways to tax productive nations and redistribute the wealth. Harvard University, with its $55.9 billion endowment and a record $600 million in spendable gifts, somehow managed a $113 million operating loss this year. It's their first deficit since the pandemic and largest in 14 years. Leadership called the results extraordinarily challenging, which is quite the achievement when you're sitting on more wealth than most small nations. The Secret Service discovered a hunting stand with a clear line of sight to Air Force One's exit ramp in Palm Beach, apparently set up months ago. The FBI director, Kash Patel, is leading the investigation, though no individuals were found at the scene. Also in Florida, Horizon High School teacher William Logans was ordered to remove a classroom poster featuring Charlie Kirk's inspirational quote about speaking up for your beliefs. School administrators admitted the poster wasn't controversial, but claimed Kirk himself was too political. Meanwhile, a Barack Obama poster in another classroom remains untouched, because selective enforcement of neutral policies is the new standard in public education, if you didn't know. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do right now at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.